I resolved in the depth of my heart that I would be most moderate, most correct, and having reflected a few minutes in order to arrange coherently what I had to say, I told her all the story of my sad childhood. Exhausted by emotion, my language was more subdued than it generally was when it developed that sad theme, and mindful of Helen's warnings against the indulgence of resentment, I infused into the narrative far less of gall and wormwood than ordinary. Thus restrained and simplified, it sounded more credible. I felt as I went on that Miss Temple fully believed me. In the course of the tale, I had mentioned Mr. Lloyd as having come to see me after the fit, for I never forgot the, to me, frightful episode of the Red Room, in detailing which my excitement was sure, in some degree, to break bounds, for nothing could soften in my recollection the spasm of agony which clutched my heart when Mrs. Reed spurned my wild supplication for pardon and locked me a second time in the dark and haunted chamber. I had finished. Miss Temple regarded me a few minutes in silence. She then said, "I knew something of Mr. Lloyd. I shall write to him. If his reply agrees with your statement, you shall be publicly cleared from every imputation. To me, Jane, you are clear now." She kissed me, and still keeping me at her side, where I was well contented to stand, for I derived a child's pleasure from the contemplation of her face, her dress, her one or two ornaments, her white forehead, her clustered and shining curls and beaming dark eyes, she proceeded to address Helen Burns. "How are you tonight, Helen? Have you coughed much today?"
"Not quite so much, I think, ma'am."
"And the pain in your chest?"
"It's a little better."
Miss Temple got up, took her hand and examined her pulse. Then she returned to her own seat. As she resumed it, I heard her sigh low. She was pensive a few minutes. Then, rousing herself, she said cheerfully, "But you two are my visitors tonight. I must treat you as such." She rang her bell. "Barbara," she said to the servant who answered it, "I have not yet had tea. Bring the tray and place cups for these two young ladies." And a tray was soon brought. How pretty to my eyes did the china cups and bright teapot look, placed on a little round table near the fire. How fragrant was the steam of the beverage, and the scent of the toast, of which, however, I, to my dismay, for I was beginning to be hungry, discerned only a very small portion. Miss Temple discerned it too.